zambe chiwa taroko ido zniming ame you zniming amai.
タカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタカタ
welcome to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. I'm Jason Camelot. I'm here with
Catherine McLeod and
Jaap Blonk.
Yeah, we're very thrilled to have Jaap Blonk, international sound poet, performance artist, musician,
composer,
graphic artist, you know, all of it,
yeah.
In the studio with us today. And we've just been listening to a couple of tracks from some of Jaap Blonk's many, many records. The first piece was from Yaya Improvisers with Jasper Stadhouders and Jaap Blonk. And yeah. I don't even know if I can pronounce
yeah, that's,
the name.
That's actually my most recent CDs. Came out just a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the duo is from Jasper and Jaap. The title is Yaya, J-A-J-A-A, which means as much as yes, yes. And so it is improvised music recorded in May of this year in Amsterdam. And the second track was of what I consider my magnum opus in terms of ensemble music by a 13-piece group, my ensemble Splinks, and a short piece where the vocal is completely made out of the letters of the word Krakatau, which is the name of a famous volcano near Java in Indonesia that exploded around 1900. And, of course, huge tsunamis and so, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm.
Well, we're sitting here in the radio studio, well, with Jaap Blonk, but also with his CDs. And it's really such just such a treat to be able to sit down and listen with you. So thank you. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on this radio show. Jason and I often play sound poetry and listen to it together and talk about it, but it's really a treat to be able to listen with the sound poet himself on this afternoon's show. So the CDs, I feel like, are going to be almost like, you know, they're playing a role in this listening this afternoon. So you won't be able to see them, but we're going to be describing them very often to you. And
yeah,
I think Jason's holding another one.
So yeah, we have a pile of CDs. I should say Jaap has been in Canada. He's been touring Toronto, Ottawa. He's headed to, where are you headed tomorrow?
Rimouski
tomorrow, yeah. Yeah. Quebec City. And he did a performance earlier in Montreal at the Rocket Science Room last week. We listened to this newest record that was really just recorded in spring in Amsterdam very recently. I'd like to go back to this CD, which is the CD Hugo Ball, Six Sound Poems, 1916. So we're going way back in time now, and we're going back to different pieces. I've just thrown the CD on, but I haven't selected a track yet. Is there a particular track from this CD that you think we should listen to next?
So it's the one that recorded in 1989 you're talking about, with the trio.
With Bart van der Putten?
Yeah. Oh, I would choose... I think it's track 6, Seepferdchen und Flugfische.
Yeah, Seahorses.
That's actually that trio version of the very first sound poem I encountered in my life back in 1977.
Okay. Do you want to say the title again, and then I'll say the translation again?
Seahorses and Flying Fish.
But say it.
1916. Hugo Ball, Dada, Cabaret Voltaire.
Do Untersuchung ausgeführt habe. Und zwar eine Tieruntersuchung. Eine Untersuchung nach der Art von Fauna, die man da findet. Und zwar auch die Sprachen, die sie sprechen. Und da gab es zwei, die mich da besonders interessiert haben. Und das waren einerseits die Seepferdchen und ihre Sprache, die ging etwa so. Bitte. Und da gab es ja die Kröpfchen. Und ihre Sprache, die ging etwa so.
What can you tell us about that track, Gap? You said you don't remember it.
It's such a long time ago. It was recorded in 1989, and I haven't listened to it in a long time. But it's not too bad.
It was recorded in 89. Where was that performed?
At the Bim House, the main jazz venue in Amsterdam.
Right, yeah. And that Seahorses.
When they still had this kind of music going on. They're much more commercial and mainstream now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had you played there as a saxophonist? Had you played saxophone in that space before?
They had some festivals as well. Yeah. And there had been a voice festival where, among others, Shelley Hirsch performed. And, it's not so great anymore. They tend to look very much at the expected number of spectators, of audience, and I haven't been invited since 8 years or so.
You could get away with this performance not now. Yeah.
So that was Peter Meurs on double bass and Bart van der Putten alto saxophone, and then Jaap Blanc on voice in that trio.
Peter Meurs on bass. Yeah, yeah.
I was interested in the idea to record a whole album of Hugo Ball poems, poems.
I've been very attached to them with this trio called Baba Oomph, which is actually a quotation from one of the Hugo Ball poems, The Caravan. Mm. We played this program live a lot, probably 50 times or so. And
because it made me think about the way in which, say, in classical music, you know, you play the Beethoven, Mozart, the greats of the genre, and here it's like you're playing the greats of early sound poetry. It feels like it makes a lot of sense, but it also for people not familiar with sound poetry, they might not realize the significance of Hugo Ball.
People are often amazed of how experimental or way away from the mainstream this was already more than 100 years ago.
Right.
You know?
What it would have sounded like in 1916.
Did you say this was the first work sound poem piece that you've ever heard? You heard in your life?
I encountered it in a workshop that I was participating in about recitation of poetry in 1977. Mm-hmm. And so they offered material from traditional poetry via experimental stuff to sound poetry. So that was the first sound poem I ever got to see. Mm-hmm. And I memorized it and I performed it at the presentation of the workshop. And, mm-hmm. yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to be listening to a lot more experimental sounds that Yacht Blanc has created. First, let's listen to this.
So now, yeah, this is very different. It is one of my first things in algorithmic composition. It's called Lone Sphere and is dedicated to Thelonious Monk.
All right. This is Lone Sphere.
No, that's not it.
Oh, no. Hang on. Let's stop.
We had the wrong track.
Track seven?
That's coming later. That's called Second Class Nightmares.
Oh.
It's track seven of the other CD I gave
you. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we have so many CDs laid out here My bad. So let me just switch this up. Second Class Nightmare will be coming a bit later. Yeah. This is the right one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that, yeah. And track seven. Want to introduce it one more time?
Yeah, Lone Sphere, dedicated to Thelonious Monk.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
We're back with Sonic Lit, and Jason Camelot and I are in the studio today listening with Yap Blanc and to music by Yap Blanc. We're listening to a whole series of his CDs, and he's the DJ. He's choosing what we're going to listen to. So tell us what we're going to hear next.
The last piece was...
And what we just heard, indeed. Yeah,
thank you. It's called Lone Sphere. It was one of... it reflects my renewed interest in mathematics. After I quit in the 1970s, I got back to it in the noughts of the 2000s. And it's an algorithmic composition. It's completely computer-made. But both the harmonies and the timing and the dynamics are constructed out of a single number sequence. We follow that up with a very different piece. It's called Outboard Saliva, in Dutch, Buitenboordspuug. And it's actually an 8-track version of my lip and cheek sounds of the cheek synthesizer.
I like that ending a lot. So, Catherine, do you want to announce something epic about what we just heard?
Well, I think that was the first time that a Cheek synthesizer has been heard on the, well, on the airwaves, let alone on CGLO's airwaves. You're listening to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show on CGLO 1690, and we just heard the sounds of Cheek synthesizer as performed by Yacht Blanc, who's here live in studio with us.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, tell us how did you make that track?
Well, that piece was made at a place, a studio in Chicago, Experimental Sound Studio, and I recorded 8 tracks of Cheek synthesizer, lip and cheek sounds, and together with the engineer on the fly, we punched the tracks in and out to make a nice 8 track version of it. It's called Outboard Saliva.
well, it's so terrific to hear. Well, to hear how that was made. It also, when you were sharing about how the piece we heard just earlier was also made with sort of algorithmic, you know, sort of logic behind the sounds. It's interesting to sort of have the logic that's holding the sound together, sort of revealed to us. So it's a treat to be able to hear from the poet himself as to what's making this sound, what's the logic and the reasoning behind it. Also thinking, like, what does it feel like to perform the Cheek synthesizer, like, for you as a
instrument? I do the piece as a stereo piece in live with 2 microphones.
Oh, right.
It's really an audience favorite everywhere.
I remember last year
it features other sounds than you heard.
Right.
It's also like a... and so on.
I remember last year when you performed at St. Catharines, there were 2 microphones set up on the stage, and I remembered thinking, are you going to do it? And you did. Well, I'm glad that you chose that piece for us to listen to, because Yacht Blanc has been selecting the tracks that we've been listening to today on Sonic Lit, and Jason has a disc open.
Yeah, well, it's actually, just to go back to Lone Sphere for a second, because I really did find that piece beautiful. Mm-hmm. Kind of Schoenberg-like and jazz-like at the same time, which I found really interesting combination. But can you just say a little bit more about sort of the algorithmic composition methods that you've been using, how you made that?
Well, this goes rather into math, of course, and transforming number sequences in many different ways to get nice harmonies and nice time proportions out of it. I do all that in C++ programming, and I don't know how to get into the details of that on a radio show, but yeah.
But you came up with a sequence that you felt would work as a tribute to Thelonious Monk in that piece.
Well, I have this large archive of different number sequences, so I chose one that I said I could work with to create a piece. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've done that many times for other pieces as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, the next track we're going to listen to is from a CD called Songs of Little Sleep. And
it's all on the topic of insomnia.
There's some great titles on this. Slight Underdoze, Below the Abyss, Yapping at the Moon.
That's a dedication to Claude Gauvreau, Quebec poet, Échappement à la Lune.
Midnight Knock, Somnambulance, Apnea Therapy, which is something that I actually need myself. And we're going to listen to a track called Second Class Nightmares.
Thank you.
That was pretty nightmarish, in my opinion. It was also an incredibly musical performance of snoring. Earlier today, Yop and I were—I played for Yop a recording from 1917, I think, which was an acoustic recording of some recording artist named Wildhack, who did a series of gramophone records. One based on snoring, one based on sneezing. And so I played him the snoring record, and he was basically just performing different kinds of expressive snores. Mm. And Yap told me, and I had no idea about this, that Kurt Schwitters had done some compositions around sneezes and coughing right around the same time. So now I have to look into whether there's any connection between those recordings.
I think the American just had no idea of that. I don't think Schwitters didn't make any recordings of those. Maybe other people have recorded them. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. And we were also talking about this passage from Applebaum's book Voice, which is sort of about disruptors and all the different kinds of disruptive sounds that we make that we try to get rid of. Applebaum calls them a kind of rogues gallery of sounds that get in the way of our expressive speech, you know. And you know, I suppose snoring would be one of those disruptors to the silence that's supposed to happen, or at least the smooth breathing that's supposed to happen while sleeping. What can you tell us about snoring as a musical tool that you use?
Well, any sound can be used as a musical tool if you know how to do it. As Edgar Varèse said, music is organized sound. So if you organize snoring in a good way, it will be music.
Great. Well, we're going to move on to just keep listening and talking about the sounds we're listening to. We have so many CDs here that I can't even remember which track I put on next, but we're going to...
A Secret Impediment.
Yeah, I think number, that's right. Yeah. Track number three. It's a longish piece and we'll...
We don't have to listen to the whole of it.
But we're going to listen to a good chunk of it. Let's hear it now.
IVV, V, Unterstrich, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, V1, V.1, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, FT, Bindestrich, Bindestrich, kleiner als UD, Schrägstrich, V.5, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, V, K, 2, Doppelpunkt 1, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, VVV, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, kleiner als V, Bindestrich, 51, V, VSE, ZW, Unterstrich, Schrägstrich, VVV, minus 3, KK, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, B, VVVVVVVVV, Schrägstrich, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, V, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, VV, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, Unterstrich, V, CW, Dash, 1, einfaches Anführungszeichen, Slash, Dash, K, Slash, 1, Underscore, minus 5, N, L, minus $1. Dash, single quote K, dash, dash, dash 1, X slash dove, underscore tilde, underscore, underscore, slash, underscore, VK, or underscore slash E1, underscore, single quote B underscore, underscore, dash, underscore, underscore, backslash, underscore, underscore, slash, less than, 4, backslash, tilde, underscore, slash, 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 slash 2V, tilde, 1, 4, underscore, 4E dash, L, 3 slash tilde, X, 3 dash 2, tilde, dash, X, dash, underscore I, underscore, slash E, W, I dash, slash, X, X, slash K, K, backslash, 2 slash, underscore, LK, X, single quote 4 dash, underscore, underscore, backslash, underscore degrees, air, 3, slash 4, EK, slash, dash, X, minus 1, minus, paragraph, W, single quote, underscore, DV, equals, underscore, 4, 4, slash, 3, E, 2, 6, dash, underscore, 7, single quote, XX, XX, slash, underscore, backslash, backslash, dash, slash, underscore, backslash, underscore, slash, single quote, W, a Q, tilde, R, 1, slash, X, backslash, XX, slash, 1, dash, 5, dash, T, 55, and foot, T, slash, slash, K, K, W, slash, X, single quote, X, kleiner als Unterstrich S, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, V, Bindestrich, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, E, F, 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 Bindestrich, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, K, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, V, Unterstrich M, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, A, V, V, Schrägstrich, I, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, W, V, I, K, Unterstrich, V, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, V, I, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, Schrägstrich, Stern, X, größer als, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, V, V, kleiner als 3, V, einfaches Anführungszeichen links, V, V, X, V, D, Bindestrich, V, 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 0, Bindestrich, V, einfaches Anführungszeichen unten, J, V.
We're listening to Secret Impediment.
Yeah, it's part of a CD called Traces of Speech that... originally came with a book with the same name that's long out of print. And what I did for this project was taking my drawings and importing them into optical character recognition software and to yield sound poetry text. Now, for this track, it was a very, very long text with a lot of non-alphabetic signs, and I was too lazy to perform it, so I had computer voices doing it in German and in Dutch and in English, sorry. And so, and the electronic sounds were made by importing drawings into audio software to try to cheat them and tell that it was data for sound, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's such an interesting process because we've also, in the performance you did last week, you were sonifying drawings that you were showing us. And so we've seen you do it live, but now it's like we're listening to the computer try to make sense of these drawings, these visuals and sound.
It's hard to stop listening to, and there's something very alive about it. You know, there's something compelling about, I'm not sure what it is exactly. There's a sense that there's communication that's attempted or trying to happen, right?
Uh-huh. You know, yeah.
Well, we're going to listen to something boring, and then we're going to come back to a Yap Long piece that tackles the subject of boredom. Oops.
But first, a pause for... ad from our local sponsors.
Yeah, and that's what I was referring to as something boring.
Prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie Dee's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who will be serving it up, honey, with paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen. It'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
We're back. You're listening to Sonic Lit, a spoken web radio show. We're here on 1690 AM, and we're in studio live with Yap Blanc, and we're listening to Yap Blanc's CDs and talking with him about what we're listening to. So we're going to play a little game here with you listeners. There are two tracks. One is boring, one is interesting. We don't know which one will be played first. They're going to be played in a row. You can guess. We'll talk about it after and reveal.
You're right, and both are from the record Irrelevant Comments. Here's the first one. We don't know which it is.
Which one?
Really can't tell yet, but maybe by comparison we'll be able to figure it out. I'm going to move my way over to the second example. Catherine, can you remind us of what we're listening to?
We are listening. One of these is Interesting Conversation and one is Boring Conversation. Which one did we just hear and which one is up next?
It was pretty clear, but
I found them both very interesting, I have to say. Yeah. So it's hard for me to call either of those boring.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, I do my best to create something boring, but I fail, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it would almost be harder to create the boring.
By the way, maybe we could end the show with a song for my dentist from the same CD.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Yeah. Well, can you tell us a bit about how you made those sounds, though? What were we listening to? If we want to think of it from a production perspective,
this is a computer made sounds. It's a program called C Sound. So it's not voice, but it's sometimes sound a bit vocal.
Yeah. Yes, it really did. Yeah. I was even imagining it being your voice, imagining the person making that sound in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have enough time for probably two more tracks. So we could do song.
Do we have time for two more tracks?
I'd say so. Yeah, we have about 5 minutes left. Song from My Dentist is a shorter piece. It's about 3.5 minutes.
Right? Uh-huh, yeah.
So let's play that, and then we can maybe play out to some other track in the meanwhile.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Then you can play track 4 of the keynote dialogues as a very ending, a bit of that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Anything you want to say about your dentist before we play this piece?
Well, it's an example of sounds I sometimes able to enjoy, which other people find detestable.
I feel like that's a warning to listeners. You may or may not enjoy these sounds.
A bit of Featherwater River from the keynote dialogues to end the show. I want to thank Yap Blanc for being in studio.
Yeah, this is dedicated to the Chinese Taoist philosopher Zhuangzi, and the title is taken from one of his works, Featherwater River.
You're listening to Sonic Lit, CJLO 1690. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Yap Blanc, for being here.